So today, on our new podcast, I want to be talking about the importance of using social media. And actually, how much are you using your social media? So, like, I'm going to tell you about me. I wasn't even using my social media like that. I would use it a couple of days, you know what I'm saying, post a couple of little pictures, you know, a couple of little motivational tweets, and then I stopped, you know what I'm saying, and going through life situations just because stuff was happening, you know, I don't mean to stop what you're doing. You know, that's the difference between your business lasting versus your business not lasting, because you're giving up or you're stopping, putting things on hold. And generally, when you're running a business, you know what I'm saying, you're not supposed to put your business on hold. You're supposed to have it running constantly, you know what I'm saying, constantly building to it, constantly adding features to it to build it up and grow your business. And are you even using the social media platforms that has been given to you, like the YouTube, LinkedIn, Snapchat, TikTok, the Facebook, Instagram, Twitter? Are you creating content to different other social media platforms, or you're not? You know, because I know I had a big problem with that. I was only using a couple platforms, and then I really started to like say, "Fuck it, let me just start using all these other platforms." And, you know, with consistency, you see numbers. You know, with consistency, you see growth. And that's with anything you do, you know. I skate, you feel me? And in order for me to get better at skating, what I have to do? I got to fucking practice. If I don't fucking practice, guess what? I'm not going to ever get good. And I'm just going to be sorry. I'm going to be lame. It's going to be days I don't even want to skate. You know, if you have a goal, man, just to learn a couple new things and apply it to your business and see if it works out. If it works out, good. You're on the right track. Any progression really that you see in your business within months is you know what I'm saying, will have you really wanted to do the business even more and just stay, you know what I'm saying, consistent with it. You know, it's not hard. You just got to get up and then you got to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, no excuses, man. Like, are you scared to post content? Like, because you want the likes. You see everybody else having big amount of likes and, you know what I'm saying, a lot of feedback and people sharing their stuff, you know, or you seeing a good life that they live and you want to be part of that, but you can't because you don't have the followers. Fuck it. Just post. Post until they get tired. Post until they don't want to see it no more. Keep posting and keep posting and keep posting. You know what I'm saying? Because the haters going to hate and the ain'ters going to ain't. You feel me? Yes, sir. You know, so another topic I'm going to be talking about today is how good is your drive? Like, what do you do when you wake up in the morning? Like, do you just, you know, wake up, bullshit, lollygag, you know what I'm saying, be lazy, mope around? Or are you up early trying to figure out what's your next move, what you're going to do today, what you're going to get done today? You know what I'm saying? Because as a media company, I have to constantly post things about media, about, you know what I'm saying, artists and things that I like of my nature, pretty much of things that I want my business to really have into it, you know. And I have music artists on my team, you know what I'm saying. I have people who have their own studios, producer, engineers, photographers, you know. It's a whole little team that's coming together nicely, you know. And I'm blessed, man, because, you know, I went to the studio yesterday. I'm not gonna lie, I went to the studio. You know, my boy came and picked me up, and, you know, I brought my camera with me, and we did a vlog video, you know what I'm saying, and I edited it late at night. I probably didn't finish editing it till like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I left here, the house, at like maybe 4 p.m., no, yeah, 4 p.m., I got back late. I stayed up till like 4 o'clock. Doing blog posts, editing videos, posting content, sharing podcasts, you know what I'm saying, listening to podcasts, replying back to comments on my social media. That's another big thing, man. Always show love and support back to the people that are showing love and support to you, you know what I'm saying? You always want to do that. You want to say thank you, reply to every comment, you know. And I'm going to help you out with some business strategies. You got your own business. Say if you own It can even be a coffee blog, you know, or coffee blog on your Facebook, your Instagram or Facebook. And you want to, you know, you sell coffee. You want to get your, you know, build your brand up. What you do is you really go to Google, right? And you type up these coffee places. You call them. You speak with the owner. And after you do that, you tell them, hi, my name is such and such. Who do I have to speak with to run you guys ads on my page? Or, you know what I'm saying? And then the owner will be like, oh, that's me. Boom. You talk to the owner. Get that situated and squared away. From then on, you want to bring value to him. If you can't bring value, what can you do for him and his company that your company needs to be promoted on his page? Like, why should he promote your company? And, you know what I'm saying? Really builds your audience up. You know what I'm saying? You have, by him posting your links and sharing your information to over X amount of people that he has, is only making your business better because it's giving you that source of outcome now, the source of audience and people to come check you out and to learn about you guys and try your guys' coffee out, you know what I'm saying? In return, you just run ads on the page to generate revenue for these guys, you know? So, I mean, it'll work out. You know, you just gotta, you know what I'm saying, stay with it, man. It's called cold calling. You just call these businesses, speak with the owners, you know, and you tell them your game plan. You know, you actually speak with them. You know what I'm saying? I'm still learning. I'm going more in depth with it as the day goes by. You know, all it comes with is just speaking. Don't be scared to call these people. Don't be scared to talk. You got a business? Don't be scared to tell me about your business. I want to know what you guys offer, what you guys have. What are you trying to do? What are you trying to get done within the next 5 to 10 years? You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a long process, but it's worth it. I guarantee you. It's worth it, you know? Just don't give up. Never give up. That's one thing that I've always kept in mind, kept in heart. So never give up. No matter what I'm doing, just keep marching. One leg in front of the right, then your right leg in front of the left. Just keep walking. Keep marching. Keep your head up as well, you know? Like, for all my artists out there who want a clothing brand, I would suggest you get a seller's permit and go to these places and buy these clothes in bulk, you know, and share it. You know what I'm saying? Put your logo on it, print it. And it's not hard to find at screen printing places, or if you got your own screen printing equipment, that's even better, because now you're just getting most of all the profit, and all you're doing is just spending money on the clothes, really, you know, the production of the stuff. And then you're just selling it, giving it up. You know what I'm saying? So it's pretty much like, take your time. Don't be in it for the quick money, because, you know what I'm saying, you want to do shit out of the kindness of your heart. I do shit out of the kindness of my heart. I don't mind doing shit free. You know, you want a video shoot, you want a photo shoot, you know, I got you for free. I'm not even finna charge you. You feel me? These businesses, I promote you for free. Can I put your ad and run your ad on my page? Can I, you know what I'm saying, share your business? Can I promote your guys' services? You know, I do all that for free. You know what I'm saying? Can I write about your company? Can I talk about your company on my blog, my YouTube? You know, you want to do things like that to build up the clientele and the connection with people. Because, you know, I believe in good karma. You know what I'm saying? I really do. Because what you put in this earth, you're going to get back. So if you're evil and you're putting out evil things, being negative to people, mean to people, hurting people, you're going to get that back. But if you're being positive, spreading love, helping people, building people up, you know what I'm saying, building businesses, making great friends and great companies, you know what I'm saying, it's only going to play out for you. It's only going to work out for you, you know. Don't be scared, you know what I'm saying. Like, it's all right, you know. It's going to be awkward the first couple of times when you meet with new people. But as you start getting the hang of it, as you start getting more in it, you know what I'm saying, and more in the process, you're going to be comfortable. You're going to be comfortable enough to speak in front of 500 people, 700 people, 1,000 people, 2,000 people, 5,000 people, 20,000, you know what I'm saying, filling the whole buildings, meetings, having the big teams, you know. So I would say get a team, man. Get a team that's positive. Get a team that loves doing the same thing you love doing, you know. And you've been, you know, your whole life, I'm pretty sure you had people come in your life that does the same thing as you, and you didn't keep that contact. You let them go, or you got the contact, you never hit them up, or they might be friends. You never know. But, you know, hit them up. Get your team together. Get your team ready. Sit down and let them know the deal. Let them know the plan, man, because, you know, I'm a media company, so I'll focus on sharing great stuff, you know, great stories, great events, great artists, you know what I'm saying, great videos and vlogs, talk about good things, you know. I just recently did a podcast, you know, with a couple of my boys that picked me up to go to the studio. You know, you can find them on Instagram at Treyu Cardwell, as well as Ty Swavey on Instagram and Twitter. You go shout them out, you know what I'm saying? You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, BYOB Media IE and BYOB Media Promo. So, BYOB. So, pretty much it stands for Be Your Own Boss, Build Your Own Brand, you know what I'm saying? Be independent. You know, if you join us, you will be independent. So, all you're doing is just, you know, just building up our company, you know, getting it to the multi-million dollar company that I believe that it can be while still doing what you do. You know, if you're a music artist and you join my company, we go to the studio, I will shoot a video, I will edit the video, you know, I will put out a vlog for you, you know what I'm saying? So you can be able to have that, you know, and be able to share that, have that content for you, you know what I'm saying? But whatever you do, and you're good at, you can do in the company versus as being a videographer, photography, you know, being a designer, making art covers, you know what I'm saying? Or you got studios, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you can contribute to the business, we need you. I don't want you to, you know what I'm saying? I'm not the boss of everybody. I don't want to be the boss, you know? I want to be your partner. I want to be your CEO. I want to be, you know what I'm saying? I want to be CEO. I want to make sure you can be CEO as well. You know, we all make the same amount. Ain't nobody getting, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, really, you helping us build the company that it needs to be. In return, you're getting the great asset in the future of it being a multi-million-dollar company. You're going to be comfortable. You're going to have money in your pocket. You're going to have money in your bank account. You're going to be fed. You're going to be full. You're going to have great meetings, great events, you know what I'm saying? All that, you know? So just, it starts small, man. It really starts small. It starts at an entry level, you know what I'm saying? And you got to believe in your dream just as much as anybody else does, and make sure they can believe in your dream with you. You know what I'm saying? If they can't see what you see, then it's a problem. You know what I'm saying? That's how I see it. You know, I really want this business to boom, you know, and I think I have what it takes. You know, I'm just starting off. You know, I don't have any fucking idea what I'm doing at all, you know, but I have a general direction of where I want to take my business. You know, by watching my man Gary Vee, you know, he brings out some good points. And I thank him because I always wanted to do this, but I've never been organized in my mind to start anywhere, you know? So you just got to say, fuck it, I'm going to start here and build up from there. Start here, build up from here, go over here, do this, you know what I'm saying? And it takes you to just do certain little things that'll trigger you to get the ball rolling. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I love about this entrepreneur life, man. So being an entrepreneur to me is basically being able to do what you want to do every day and be comfortable doing it and be happy, comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Be successful. Successful is pretty much doing whatever you want to do every day for the rest of your life. That is comfortable. That is, you know what I'm saying, success to me. That is, you know what I'm saying, the business that I want to run. You wake up, you be a part of this business, you do your job, whatever you think, whatever you do, you feel me, for the company, be happy doing it, love doing it, which is going to make you want to do it, make you want to come every day, make you want to see what's in stores, make you want to come up with new ideas for the company. I take all ideas. I don't shut anybody down. If you got an idea that's going to better the company, let me know. We can do this. We can do your idea. You know what I'm saying? Match it up with a plan, get it organized, and put it in effect and get the ball rolling. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of skills, and, you know, that's the type of person you have to be. Have to be nice. Have to be willing to win. Have to be willing to let others win as well. You know, don't shut down anybody's ideas, because their ideas can be the next reason why you hit that multi-million dollar. You know what I'm saying? Just depends on having the good people and positive people around you. You know, keep God first, man. Keep God with you at all times. You know, stay humble. You know, I'm a very nice person. You know what I'm saying? I don't treat anybody poorly. You know what I'm saying? If I see a person, I help them out. You know, whatever I can help them out with. Versus this money, advice, whether it's, you know what I'm saying, just talking to them. Some people just need friends. Some people just need a shoulder to lay on. You know, that's all it really is, because where they at home, just, some people don't have stable conditions at home. Some people deal with negativity every day. But you will always deal with that until you separate yourself from that, you know. So take care of business and do what you need to do, you know. So thank you guys for tuning in. This is another episode of BYOB Media Podcast. And like I said, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at BYOB Media, i.e. BYOB Media Promo. Thank you guys. See you guys later.